The Maker's House Chapel International presents Destiny Word with Dr. Michael Brady Damichek. As a child of God, you are mandated to take territories and fulfill your destiny. Destiny Word is designed to help illuminate your path towards a purpose-driven life. Please stay tuned for the unadulterated Word of God, a word that not only brings focus to your life, but also helps you navigate the challenges that comes your way.
David, the Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel chapter number 9, you've read it before from the verse number 15, and the Bible says from the verse number 15, and the Lord spoke into the ears of Samuel the day before Saul came and said, tomorrow about this time I'll send you a man from the land of Benjamin and you will anoint him to be captain over my people. Tomorrow about this time I'll send you a man out of the land of Benjamin and you will anoint him to be a captain over my people. The Bible, if you read on, the Bible says that, and when Saul had seen Samuel, he asked him, could you please direct me to the house of the seer? He said, no, I am the one. This is what is going to happen to you. Chapter number 10, 1 Samuel chapter number 10, the verse number 1. And Samuel picked a vial of oil and poured it upon the head of Saul and kissed him and said, is it not because God has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? And so the man called Samuel anointed Saul to be the person that was captain of God's people. And yet the man called Saul failed at the work that God gave to him. But when it came to the man called David, the Bible says that, and the man called Samuel picked up a horn of oil and poured it upon his head and spoke those same words. And the scripture says that this man lived beyond the realm of being anointed with oil. He said unto God, cast me not away and take not your Holy Spirit from me, because I know I can be anointed, but if your presence leaves my life, I'll be as dead as my predecessor. I pray that your story will not be like those that had gone ahead of you, but you'll be a career of the anointed. Anointing, yes. And the career of his presence, that the Lord will not cast you away.
Amen.
Being anointed is not enough. Look at somebody and say, being anointed is not enough. Oh, are you here? Oh, this guy is anointed. I say, okay, that's a layer of it. I don't just want to be anointed. I want to be a career of presence. That when you get to a place, people will know something entered. That's presence. Let me simplify it and make you understand it. When we say somebody carries presence, it's like you being in a tight room, air conditioned room, no windows, and somebody with a strong cologne entered. You will know that somebody entered because the whole atmosphere will change. Is the same thing in this year. Wherever you go, may that be your story. Yes. May they know that somebody entered. Yes. May the presence of our God, Jesus, enter into spaces with you. Yes, that they will know that a man carrying the presence of God.
Amen.
Here is Moses. Moses saying to God, God, how can we be separate? And now this is important to me, because you see, you are not like any other. And Moses wanted to confirm and affirm that before God. God, you said we are the chosen people, a peculiar nation, a royal priesthood. We are not ordinary. If some things do not happen, they will not know there is a line of demarcation. If we are all struggling at the same rate, they will not see that I carry something that they do not carry. If we are all dying the way they are dying, then they will tell us that we are almost the same and whatever we are doing is of no benefit. God, how can there be a demarcation that they will know that we are separate from them? That whilst there is darkness in Egypt, there will be light in my Goshen. How can there be a line of demarcation? God said, I'm going to do that for you. I'm going to set a line of demarcation, make you different from the other people. In this year, I prophesy over your life, Jesus, that may God make you different. May God make your children different.
Yes,
may
Lord.
God make you different.
Amen.
That whatever will make you stand out, can you look for 7 people and tell the person, I'm going to stand out this year. I'm just warming up. Look at somebody and tell the person, I'm going to stand out. Top 7 people. Tell them I'm going to stand out. I feel like prophesying to somebody real quick.
Jeez.
Look for somebody. Tell the person I'm going to stand out in this year. Come on now. Tell somebody, I'm going to stand up. There is something being birthed on the inside of me, and I'm going to stand out in this year. God is placing on me a line of demarcation.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I love what the presence does, because I know you read it in 33, chapter number 14. God said, the only thing that brings people rest is my presence. You know why people are restless? Because they don't have the presence of God. If you have the presence of God, you'll rest in a storm. If you have the presence of God, you'll be like Jesus on the boat. And they are saying that, care us thou not that we perish. And they will come and he's sleeping. Why? Because when you have presence, nothing else matters. If you have presence, there might be the storm, but 1,000 shall fall on your left, 10,000 shall fall on your right. It shall not come near you. Only with your eyes you shall see and behold the reward of the wicked. May you walk in the presence of God.
Yes.
May you run with the presence of God.
Yes.
May the presence of God be your girdle and your diadem.
Amen.
May the presence. He said unto him, God. God said, if you have asked for the presence, I'm going to give you. Because it's the presence. The verse number 14 says, my presence shall go with you and I'll give you rest. That's what God said to them. Until a man finds my presence, the mind finds no rest. But if you have my presence, you will rest on every side. And that is my prophecy over your career right now. May God bring you rest.
Amen.
May God bring Ayatabosha.
Amen.
May God bring somebody rest.
Amen.
May God bring you rest.
Amen.
In your field of endeavor.
Amen.
May God bring you
rest.
That was the word. God said, my presence is going to go with you and I'm going to give you rest. And here is Moses. Moses said, okay, now I'm happy, but not entirely. I want the last phase. So you have anointing. There are men that walk in the anointing. There are men that walk in the presence. But there are also men that walk in his glory. And next week, we'll share with you what brings the activation of the glory. Please understand that the glory that is visible will need certain things to hold it. Other than that, you'll begin to fake what you've lost. So a lot of people are faking the departed glory. The glory has departed. Don't forget, in the book of 1 Samuel, they named the child Ichabod, which meant the glory has departed. So there are people who had glory, and the glory has departed. Black Stars of Ghana. In the 70s and early 80s, had glory. That everybody that was coming to play against Ghana Blasters, even though you are the super eagle, you know that the star is black, and they will come after you and win. They were doing amazing, winning trophies, did some back to back. The first country to hit the fourth cap before Egypt took over. However, now even Kevet sees a star and is thinking, is it a toy or an octopus? Because the glory has departed. And there are people that right now you are walking in your past glories. That people meet you still and they think, you used to be, you are the one that they... So somebody can come to you and say, could you please, I am a bit hard up right now. If you can just spare me 1 million Ghana cedis, I'll give it to you next month. And you are wondering, because the 1 million Ghana cedis that you are asking for, I don't even remember the last time I saw 100,000. That's what is running in your mind. But when they see and they fail to realize that if you buy a good shoe, 5 years is still a good shoe. And if you buy a good dress, 5 years is still a good dress. And so when you are wearing the old shoe and the old dress with your old swag, they think it's the same thing, but they don't know that it's a past glory. But today, may any former glory,
Jesus,
be activated.
Jesus.
Can we activate the glory?
Yes, Lord.
May the glory that you walked with,
yes, Lord,
and the former glory,
Jesus,
be activated.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
And that's the same thing. There are people who are carrying stuff. Right now, they don't have it anymore. Moses said, I don't want to be like that. Moses said, you show me presents, but God, if it's possible, this time around, not your presence. Show me your glory. And I told you last time that the glory is light. When you talk about glory, it is light. It is light. It has a luminous intensity. It's able to shine on you. When the glory is on the life of somebody, you cannot hide the person. And in 2024, nobody will be able to hide you. You will not be hidden. Amen. Nobody can hide you. Nobody can push, amen, you under anymore. In this year, may you spark, may you shine.
Yes.
May that glory,
yes,
spark in your life.
Yes.
Look at somebody and tell the person, this is my season. When the glory, yes, this is somebody's life, the person begins to shine. Glory is light, sir. Glory is light. Is light, but not only that. Glory is weight. Glory is weight. Glory has weight, and it occupies space. And so when you have glory on your life, you are enlarged and you are in charge. In this season, may God enlarge you.
Amen.
Oh, no. This place is weak for you. Let me prophesy to somebody here.
Yes, Lord.
In this,
yes,
season,
Jesus,
of your life,
yes, amen,
may the Lord enlarge your course.
Amen.
May the Lord extend your territories.
Amen.
May the Lord expand your borders.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
May God give you weight.
Amen.
I know you've read it before. When you get home, you can read it in your spare time. In the book of Corinthians, chapter number 4, from the verse number 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse number 17 and 18. For our light affliction works in us a far exceeding weight of glory. He said that the things that you see are temporal. The verse number 18 says that. The things that you do not see, yea, they are permanent. Oh, go back to the verse number 17. Let me read it to them. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us far more exceeding an eternal weight. So there is a weight of glory. But whatever is an affliction in your life, Paul was saying to the church in Corinth that it is temporal, it is for a moment. Whatever you are going through, may that moment pass. And may, amen, the moment of experiencing,
Jesus,
that which is permanent, that is the weight of glory, be that which will manifest in your life.
Amen.
In this season of your life, may you walk in the revealed glory of God.
Amen.
That's 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, 17 and 18. It works in you a far more exceeding weight of glory. The verse number 18. For the things that you see are temporal. So this verse gives you the assurance that if you are going through pain, it's temporal. If you are going through affliction, it's temporal. If you are going through setbacks, it is temporal. If people are ridiculing you, it is temporal. But look at somebody and tell the person, soon and very soon, you are going to see the manifested glory in my life. Well, I might have been chasing something for a long time, but just give me some short time. There is going to be a turnaround.
Yes.
My story is about to change.
Yes,
for
Lord,
this is my season,
yes,
of,
Lord,
walking in the revealed glory.
Amen.
Yes.
It works in us a far exceeding weight of glory. Glory is weight. Glory is light. But not only that. If you read the word itself, glory brings men visibility that it cannot be hidden anymore. So I pray for you. Can you be upstanding? My time is almost up. 3 minutes, but I want to do this. Please lift up your right hand.
Today, my duty was to get out of my introduction. Next week, I want you to invite everybody that you know. People believe that they have to see the glory of God, but they don't know how to activate it. My duty next week is to help you activate what is called the glory of God. Glory is God. God is glory. In Him, you find glory. Him in you is the hope of glory. So until a man finds God, he is not finding glory. Until a man yields to God, he's not going to see the manifested glory. But my duty this season is to help you know, okay, so if that is the case, how do I manifest it? That wherever I go, I'm not just walking in God's presence, but people see the light of glory, the weight of glory. They see the visibility of glory. If your right hand is lifted up, how many of you want to walk in the revealed glory? You want to walk in it. Moses said, Oga, if I found grace in your sight, then show me your glory. God, if it is true, if this is your power, if this is your presence, if this, okay, if this is truly you, then show me your glory. We will get into a season in this series where we'll ask the existential questions of the patriarchs of faith. Like a man called Gideon, we'll have an encounter with presence and ask that if it is truly you, then let these things happen in my life. God, if it is you, in this season of my life, I have prayed,
Jesus,
but show me your glory.
Yes,
Lord. I've believed, Jesus. Show me your glory.
Yes, Lord.
I have asked for it,
Jesus.
Show me your glory.
Yes,
if you can lift up your right hand and begin to pray,
yes,
I'll be excited you're doing it. Come on now, lift your voice. And pray. This is you. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Come on and lift your voice. When life becomes hard, do you know what you need? His glory. When doors are closed, you need His glory. When people are rejecting you, you need glory.
Yes.
Glory serves as a gravitational force.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
It has a pull factor.
Yes.
Glory is what will draw men. That's what Jesus said. If you lift me up, I will draw. Glory has the ability to draw favors, elevations, preservations, provisions.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Word by Dr. Michael Bwedi Nyamiche. We believe you have been impacted to fulfill your purpose. For more transformative and uplifting teachings from Dr. Nyamiche, kindly join us at the Maker's House Chapel International Destiny Arena, adjacent the School of Nuclear and Allied Sciences. Join any of our services, Sunday Word from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., teaching service on Wednesdays from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and our flagship program, Morning Aura, on Saturdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. to engage in prayer and experience the supernatural. You can also be part of our online services, Command Your Morning, every weekday from 4:45 a.m. to 6 a.m. and Power Up Your Week every Sunday from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. on our social media platforms. For more information about our ministry, you can reach out to us on 020-004-7488 or 026-681-3275. Additionally, visit our website at www.themakershouse.org. God bless you abundantly as you journey towards your destiny with courage and faith. Destiny Word. Be empowered to take territories and fulfill destinies.